to us at 10:15. It is time for us to chat with Huenu Solsona. Did I get that right?
95%.
I'll bank that. I'll bank that. Okay. Is that Spanish?
Oh, wow. Yes. I'm from Argentina originally, but it's not common there either. So okay. It's a bit of a, I don't know, my parents were a bit hippie, I guess.
Hola. Welcome. Hola. It's really good to have you. And you're from Argentina and you're discovering my city like I've not discovered it myself.
Exactly. Well, look, I've lived in Cape Town the longest. I've been here for a very long time. So, yeah, but this is what we're doing. We're trying to discover the city from a different angle.
Yeah. Are you teaching Cape Townians how to do that? What's that dance called again?
Tango.
The tango.
Oh, I wish I could.
The Argentinian tango.
I wish I could.
You can't do it?
No. I can watch it, though, on TV.
Have you been banished from Argentina because you can't do the Argentinian tango?
Oh my gosh, you know, when you watch Argentinian tango in the Argentina streets, they're often coming from Colombia and all these other places because they love it so much.
I love it. It's such a visual thing as well.
It is. Very sexy.
The participants, the dancers, they look at each other intent to do grievous bodily harm. It's just.
It's so true, yeah.
I love it. I just love it. Okay, so you're teaching us new things and learning new things, and you're talking to curious minds, and I have a curious mind like that. It's Let's Go See. This is what it's called, right?
It's called Let's Go See, yes.
Okay, so let's start at the start. How did the idea come about?
Okay, well, originally, I had a group of friends. We used to go and play pub quiz once a month, more or less. And we just had a blast. And then I've always been interested in seeing how things are made. I also have a curious mind. I often look at things around the house. I'm like, how is this pen made? You know, how are these glasses, this book, how is it made? And, I said to my friends, this is years ago, I said, guys, why don't we go to a factory and just see what happens in some of these big factories inside? I'd love to see. And they're like, yeah. We ended up going to a submarine once, had a blast. And they went for drinks. And I've just been to Argentina. I was there for a year and a half. I left, in mid-2021. And then I thought, you know, when I come back to Cape Town, I actually want to do something fun like that with my friends again. And really from there, it just built into like this business idea of taking people to factories where we can learn how things are made. Not only factories, but factories, businesses, an amazing studio like this would be super cool. And then playing a pub quiz afterwards based on what we just learned. So the idea is twofold, really. Learn something new. Find out what happens behind, you know, the buildings that you drive by every single day, because you'd be amazed, you know, take Fort Trigger Road. Do you know how much stuff is happening left and right of Fort Trigger Road? That's pretty incredible, actually. Sure. So find out what people are doing, what life is like, what the everyday guy goes and does every day that is normal to him but is incredible to you. Build appreciation for jobs and for the hard work that goes behind so many of the products that we use and services. But they make it fun as well. And, well, that is fun in itself. But then we play a pub quiz afterwards based on that knowledge. And what it does is it really cements that knowledge because you've just seen it and now you have to. And it's a really interactive pub quiz.
But you're not like blindfolded with Google Maps and going, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm going to 225 Fort Trigger Road today.
No.
Not knowing that. It's targeted, right?
Of course, of course. So the idea is there's many sort of aspects to this, but the idea is that we help the business owner as well in terms of getting people there and exposure to him. So we approach a bunch of businesses that we think would be really interesting for people to see. And then, of course, we have a conversation. We go and visit the place. We make sure that it is, you know, interesting enough for discuss with the owner and the manager how to go about doing this tour. So there is obviously a procedure that makes for a good tour.
Okay, so you hone it around the interesting stuff.
Definitely.
So give us an example of the kind of discoveries that people have made while on your Let's Go See tour.
So it's so rare. We've just started. We started in May, so we're brand new. But for example, yesterday we went to a clothing manufacturer, which was unbelievable. It's called Pollination. It was really interesting. We saw how the material comes in, how it's cut with these machines. They're very like labor intensive. This particular company wants to keep everything local, and that's something we really support.
So you got the seamstresses, the CMTs, and
yes, everybody. You know, rows of ladies sewing. Then downstairs they have the printing department, the different kind of printing ways, and the ironing, the packing. And you know, it makes you appreciate. I mean, the hoodie you're wearing is exactly what they do. And I have honestly a brand new appreciation of how labor intensive and you know, it's
you look at things differently.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, and that's what I say. It's with empathy. I like that because you really become appreciative of what people do. There's a lot of hard work all around us, right? So it's nice to appreciate it.
And inevitably, some characters along the way as well.
Yeah, of course. There's always character.
But it also includes a little step out of the CBD, I believe.
Yes, so you'd be also amazed how much stuff we have right here. You know, Woodstock, Salt River, Ottery, Pardon Island,
Give
Montague.
Give us a really crazy kind of idea. What lurks behind those buildings, behind those facades? What didn't you expect? What did you find that you were like, wow?
Well, I find that a lot of it is actually quite manual. Maybe it's here in South Africa because our labor is pretty cheap. So in general, I've been kind of surprised at how manual things are. You would imagine the machines have taken over a lot of stuff, and yeah, in some cases not a lot of furniture stuff, wicker. We're doing a wicker thing next week,
and also made from scratch
very much made from scratch. But you know, like, we're also going to see a helicopter pilot, and what he does as a, you know, he flies helicopters taking people, like, you know, emergency mountain rescues. That's pretty cool. So I, you know, as I say, we've just started, so we are like in the discovery phase still. In fact, this is a good opportunity for any business that's interested in being part of our tours, you know, to contact us. I'm talking to a beekeeper. I'm talking to like leather product manufacturers, food manufacturers. We're going to see a cook sister, you know, Omar Roy cook sisters. They're like classic, probably the best cook sisters I've ever had. And you'd be amazed how manual that work is. You know, it's not done by machines. It's just people behind the scenes.
And a lot of love.
A lot of love.
Often. So what does it cost? How do I get... So let me just tell everybody again who you are.
Yes.
Huenu Solsona, 95.
You've gone down, I think. 92.
Okay, will you tell me what your name is, and then I'm going to get it 100%.
Okay, so you know what confuses, and you know, you're not to blame. The H confuses people. In Spanish, the H is not pronounced. You know, like the French is hello, hello. It's because the H is not pronounced in French. So ignore the H, and then it's Huenu. Huenu.
I got it. Huenu.
Yes.
Huenu.
100%.
Okay, right, 100%. yeah, okay, so we are talking, we're learning about new things, and this is exactly what a brand new tour enables, a new way to explore Cape Town. It's called Let's Go See. New places, new things. It's a brand new events company combining captivating factory tours with entertaining pub quizzes to create an absolute blast of an experience. How does it work? Who is it geared towards? That's the question, Huenu.
Okay, so...
Yes.
So you book your ticket. It's R100. It's very affordable. We meet at the factory or business in question. I think we should come here one day.
Yeah, so he's the captain. He's the captain flying.
This is so cool.
I'm on communications.
Yes.
They are the stewardesses.
Okay, I'll be speaking to the girls.
They're serving the aisles.
Anyway, we come to an interesting business or factory. I don't do the tour, so we have hosts. I can be the host, obviously I'm the owner, but we have hosts that will meet people at the entrance, make sure everybody's there. The groups are small, between 10 and 30 people, just so that it's an intimate experience. Obviously, we can't have 100 people anyway in factories. Then we, once we're in the factory, the owner usually or the manager will take us around. And that lasts between an hour and 2 hours, usually an hour and an hour and a half. So they will show us how the, you know, the product is made, usually following the beginning towards the end of the product. We can obviously ask any questions along the way. Often we get to touch things, or, you know, with our cook sisters, we're going to be able to twist a couple of cook sisters. So it's nice to get a bit tactile and manual. And then at the end, after the hour, an hour and a half, we go to a nearby coffee shop. Which we booked in advance. And in there, we split the team, well, the group into usually four teams. The pub quiz is very fun and lighthearted. It's nothing serious. So the contestants make the questions. So they have to listen during the tour and see, and they make the questions, right, in the teams. And then we, once the questions are done, then we ask the questions to everybody, and then people get points, and there's a little prize for people that win. So it's really fun and light. So the idea is that you also meet people that are into the same things that you are, that are inquisitive. You know, people like to get out there, and it's really just something new and something different. That the twofold thing, I love it, of learning something and meeting people. So whether you're there to meet people, whether you're there to learn something, it appeals to so many people. My dad is in his 80s, and you know, unfortunately he's not here, but he's like, you know what, I would go to all of them, not just because he's my dad, but it's just because he's an interested type of person. And then I've got some younger friends that I just go to meet people and go for the pub quiz more than
sure.
So
I would imagine it's different strokes for different folks. So I wouldn't necessarily want to do the cook sister one. I'm just saying hypothetically, but maybe I want to do the helicopter pilot thing.
Yeah.
So do you have like on a website somewhere the next kind of tours that you're planning over the next couple of months?
Absolutely. It's called letsgosee.events. Letsgosee.events. We started in May, so we've got two or three tours coming up now, but we are literally in the next few days going to post a few more. And for any business, as I said, especially if it's run by the owner and local, we really support that. Get in contact with us. I mean, I'm literally going to see somebody after this interview to hopefully confirm a date. So get in touch with us. There's lots of benefits for the business owner as well. We obviously try and give them a lot of love and support through Google reviews and social media exposure. And, of course, we also expose what we do on our social media pages. We have a debrief and we show some photos. And, we are trying to build a community of interested people that want to do fun and different things.
No, for sure. I mean, we got a working harbor there. There's a harbor tug. I'd like to see a little bit of that maritime
it's
action.
It's on my list, definitely. I would love to go in there and see those big ships and how they put those massive containers. I still don't get it. You know, even how that can even happen with so many, that kind of stuff.
And so many farms, wine farms, olive.
Yes.
Olive farms are now...
Is it the thing?
Now we're beating the Spanish at it. I mean,
is it?
How's that?
Okay, you know, there's just so much. I mean, just look around. Absolutely everything that surrounds us is made somewhere. And more than likely, there's something here in Cape Town.
Absolutely. But do you do farms as well?
Yes, yes. So obviously, because we want to make it easy for people, the further it is out of town, the harder it is. But if it's on weekends, yes, we definitely do farms. I mean, great, you know. And you know what's interesting is that a lot of moms bring their kids. We had yesterday, in fact, two moms with their sort of teenage kids. They actually homeschool their kids. And I thought, oh, that's
interesting. What a great practical.
Yes, yes. I mean, you learn a lot more. Yes, also because a lot of our tours are during the week because we want to see the factory in action. So for sure, you know, it takes between 2 and 3 hours max. So. Yeah. So it's a nice thing to do, like mid-morning. But yeah, you know, for kids to learn how things are made, you know, we see everything behind the screens.
Absolutely.
But go and actually see how a carrot is grown, you know, how chickens lay the egg. I don't know. Where do we ask?
No. I'll pass that.
Keep on going. Maybe at Spear, where they're like free range.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. You know, kids don't really know, and even adults don't know how some things are made, like the food that we eat every single day.
What does a typical tour cost?
It's 100 rand. It's just 100 rand for the ticket. It's very, very affordable. To be honest, most of that goes to the host as well. We're looking for hosts as well, people that are very outdoor, you know, kind of extrovert, that are good with people, that are good managing groups, that are interested and interesting. The host earns between 50 and 80 rand per person, depending on how many people they have in any given month. So the idea is that we build this really nationwide. We want to have lots of hosts in every single city and even in the small cities.
Well, it suggests that the demand is forcing you in this direction. That's always a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's demand. People are knocking on your door.
Yes. We've had maybe like over 60 or 70 applications for hosts, but we're picky. We pick the best, you know. We want the experience to be really good for our clients.
Yeah, look, can I finish at 12? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
You'd be great.
We're going to have to wrap it there.